establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant, I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Now let us worship in song and in spirit.
Blessed be your name, the Lamb of God.
afternoon here at the church. There will be a graduation party for Danny and Justice from 2 to 5. Okay. That energy, where can he bottle some of that up and give it to us folks who are a little slower? All right. Next Sunday, June 4th, or next Saturday, excuse me, is work day. Anyone that can come out and help, they'll find some kind of a job for you. Mitch, do you have anything to mention on that? If you want to get a little more detail or find out some of the needs, get a hold of Mitch, and I'm sure he'll be glad to help you out. Also today, being Memorial Day, how many veterans do we have in here? All right. Well, I'm gonna. What I would like, I'm not asking anyone to stand up, but today we're going to, as we worship, acknowledge the sacrifice that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ made for us. But let us just take a moment, and I'd like to pray for all the veterans and the sacrifices that were made so that we can be sitting here in freedom. Because as I speak today, there are many in this world who have no freedom. They have to hide to worship. So, Father in heaven, I just thank you for the sacrifices of all those, that great cloud of witnesses that came before us, wherever they served, Lord, whether it be in the military or in their countries or in their nations or in their homes. We just pray that your blessing be upon each one of them and that we can give thanks for all who have given their service to their nation, their country, their family. So we give you the glory in Christ Jesus. All right. Are there any other announcements that need to be made? I noticed there were many things going on in the bulletin, and I pray that each of you have one. But is there any other announcements that need to be made? Okay. With that, then, I believe we could move over to the table here. The body of Christ, and as we began today to worship, we continue to worship the Lord by remembering. And this day, there's going to be many different things that are remembered because it is a Memorial Day. There are services going on at cemeteries and different locations within our homes. We'll be remembering parents and grandparents, those who have gone on before us. And so let us just think for a moment and in silence. I would ask each one of us to give the Lord thanks for being here with us this day. So let's just take a moment of silence and then we'll move then into the Lord's Prayer and the Lord's table. If you would join with me now, person examine himself, then and so eat the bread and drink of the cup. And so then I would ask you all that to, again, meditate upon these words. For the Apostle Paul speaks to us, and he said, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took the bread, and he broke it." And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this cup and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of Christ. So let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Now, I'd like to remind each one before you come forward that there will be those in the back. If you have a prayer need, that'll be there to pray with you and to cover that need. And so I would encourage you to go back there and have them lay hands on you and pray. So at this time, I would ask that you rise starting here and come forward and partake of the bread and the cup. this morning when I was going over it, I began to think about the graduates. And here I am up giving this message today and praying that the Lord will give me enough strength in my legs and that to bring it forward, and recognizing this past week I put out a lot of flowers and things, and I think that's why my legs have been overworked a little bit for an old guy. But as I was thinking about that, on the other side of that, we have here in this next few weeks going to be celebrating the graduation for many from high schools and colleges. And believe it or not, I can remember, and you probably can remember, when you graduated from high school and the whole different time. I mean, I could still run then and do things, and actually thought I was pretty strong. But the good news is that Christ has gotten a hold of us, and he gives us the strength to live each day, for life is in him. And so this message is titled, Walking by Faith. And I could say to the young people who are in college or in high school or getting out of high school, wherever you're at, the choices you make as a young person can actually determine the course of your life in many ways. So be careful in those choices and wait upon the Lord and make sure that you know the direction that he wants you to go. And so here we have in this passage today, Paul speaking to a young Christian, Timothy. As I thought about this, it took me back to Luke 4:18, and it said that Jesus, and this is where our walk starts, is with Jesus. It's where it ends, with Jesus. It's called the good news, and that's what you and I have been called to do. And I know there was a time when I thought, well, that's what the preacher does. No, he gives the message, and then we're to share the message and to take it forward. So Jesus unrolled the scroll, and he read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor." That was the beginning. Jesus has told us to come follow me, he says. He told his disciples that there were those who followed him. He's called each of us to follow him. Peter, who was one who followed him, in chapter 1 and 12 of Peter, it says, it was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves, but you, in the things that have not been announced to you, though those who preached the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. And then Paul said in Romans, and how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And then we find in 1 Thessalonians 3:6, but now that Timothy has come to us from you, has brought us the good news of your faith in love. And then in Hebrews 4:2, it says, for the good news came to us just as to them. Now, I don't know about you, but there is no lack for bad news. Everybody seems to want to talk about the bad things that are going on. But those who are following Christ, those who have been called, those who have chosen to follow him, have been called to share the good news. Now, with some of the fellow buds on there, but no pears. So the second year, I went out there, and the tree's about this high, and it's blooming again, but again, no pears. So then the third year, I went out there to look, and here was 13 pears. I counted them. And I was keeping track of those pears every day, and they were getting about that big. And I come out and looked out on the door, and look out, there was a twig that was broken. I thought, that's odd. I didn't remember breaking a twig on that tree. Well, we have a whole back area where there's a lot of deer. You guys all know the rest of the story. And so I went out there, and there's 13 pears, each with a bite out of them. And I won't get into how I felt or what I said. That's the old Jerry. In any case, I learned how to keep them deer away, and the next year we had a pretty good crop of a bushel of pears. And the last year I lived there, I've got 3 bushels of pears. So the point is that when we go out to share the good news, we can be disappointed because someone doesn't receive it the way we think they should. But there could be all kinds of reasons why they don't receive the good news. But we're called to keep sharing that, not only to share it, but to share it with the love of God, with joy in our hearts. That's when I start to have to ask. I get to the second fruit, and I have to ask God to help me, because joy, sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And goodness, kindness, gentleness, patience, whoa, waiting on the Lord. And so here we have Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Each one of us are sitting here today listening. If we're believers, we are here because of the will of God. The will of God. According to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. I want to live each day in Christ. And I want to be able to share and encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ to live that same way. That's where when Paul says, I would that you would be like me. I can remember the first time I read that passage. Boy, I wouldn't want anybody to be like me. But yes, I would. I would that we all be like Christ. And that we could share a gospel of the gospel of God and love, and that others would see that we are truly His because of our love for one another. That's what He's called us to. And so we may recall that in 1 Timothy, it says there, by the command of God. And we saw that the command of God revealed the will of God, but they were not total, the total will of God. For here He says, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus. That's so important for each one of us to recognize every day. That life is in Christ. Because these bodies many times feel weak. We don't think we can go on, or maybe if we're young. I remember when I was 18 and graduated, I was strong. Fortunately for you and I, God is rich in mercy toward us. His promise of life is in Christ Jesus our Lord. If you're walking through a dark day, get into His presence, into His Word, meditate upon it. Allow Him to fill you with that life, that spirit of life that only comes in following Christ. Paul says in the third verse there, I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. Again, I reflect and remind us where this started with Jesus. Life is in Christ. It's always been in Christ. It will always be in Christ. So as we look at that, and we remember what Paul said, I serve my ancestors, and I constantly pray day and night. I don't know if you've ever thought of that passage of Scripture from Thessalonians that Paul speaks that says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. A lot of repetition here. There's a lot of repetition in the Scriptures, but this week has been a special week in going into the Word because I'm reminded daily that my life is in Christ. That my brothers and sisters in the Lord's life is in Christ. As Bob brought out so well here this morning, you know, suffering, we can't choose. Okay, if I choose to follow Christ, then I won't have to suffer. No, that isn't the case. As a matter of fact, he said, I suffered and you will suffer by following me. No one wants to suffer, but we have to remember that in whatever the circumstances we're going through, God is using that to what? Build our character. And He wants us to share that with someone else so that when they're down and out, it helps to lift the weak person up. There's many times when I've been lifted up. This week, I was thinking about the fellow that I went in the jail ministry with, Dale Long. He's been going a number of years now. And every once in a while, when I think of Dale, I think, well, I wish he could come back and I could tell him how much I appreciated him. Because I didn't seem to show him the appreciation I didn't think I did. Maybe I did, but you ever want to just be able to talk to somebody sometime and just say, you know, I really appreciated your encouragement. But Paul here is speaking again to Timothy, young Timothy. And he says, as I remember your tears, I long to see you that I may be filled with joy. Paul keeps writing this letter. And have you ever received a letter from someone and you read it, you think about it, and you got to go back and read it again? Encouragement is like that. We want that encouragement. And so the same way we can write a note or something to encourage someone, we can also just be there for them. And I've found that no matter how much I try to encourage someone else, I can't do that without being encouraged. God's so gracious. He's always seems to give back more than I can give. And I appreciate that so much. So Paul remembered in tears. And he says, I am remembering your tears, and if I could only see you, your faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now I'm sure dwells in you as well, which reminded me of my mother and her prayers and how our whole family is saved because of my mother's prayers. She wasn't a preacher, although there were times when I felt like she was. Her favorite sermon was, "Son, if you're out after midnight, you're up to no good." She was a spoiler of fall fun. That's what I thought when I was young. But in my older years now, I look back on that and she was very wise. She was very wise. But most important was, it's a little cliche, most important was to know, "I'm praying for you." And now I see the value of that. And that's why I would encourage any of you to continue to pray for your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, your neighbors, and whoever the Lord lays on your heart. Be faithful. And Paul said in verse 6, "For this reason I remind you," now listen to this, "I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands." So Timothy was close to Paul, and when Paul was in prison in Rome, he said to Timothy, "I have no man like you." There's something else that can happen as we get older. We can encourage younger ones. You need to stay on the path. There's no one like you when you stay on the path. They're the ones that are going to carry this on. When you're 18 and graduating from high school, or 22 or whatever it is when you graduate from college, sometimes it can be difficult to know which way to go. 2 weeks ago, I went to visit my son and grandson, granddaughter, and new great-grandbaby. And my grandson graduated from Cedarville with an engineering degree, and he got out of school and sent resumes everywhere. He had been promised a job, and it all fell through. And he was very disappointed. He ended up going to work for Sam's Club, I believe it was. He worked there for almost a year, and they even gave him a promotion. And he was thinking the Lord was leading in another direction, so he decided to send out some more resumes, thinking he'd probably never become an engineer. He didn't know. But the one thing he did know was, is he wanted to be faithful to the Lord's calling. The first phone call that he received, he said, "Grandpa, what's the perfect job?" He said, "God knew exactly what I needed as an engineer." And I thought about that. Why would he have to go through Sam's Club to get to where his perfect job was? Well, most of what I was hearing was his attitude had changed in that year. He had grown up and matured tremendously in that year, and he actually knew what he wanted. God had shown him. What a joy that is to a grandfather's heart. And to look and listen to the optimism. Now, is he going to have a smooth path all the way? No. No. But he's got very, very good attitude in Christ. That was what impressed me the most. It's because as long as he keeps his focus on Christ, he's going to be good. And for this reason, I remind you then to fan into flame the gift of God. In verse 7, we'll finish up there. "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of what? Power, love, and self-control." Ouch. Even at 82, I said, "Lord, help me with that self-control." Encourage others. Trust you. Now, one of the things that I wanted to bring out this morning was fear is a very natural thing. Matter of fact, it's a good thing. Fear of God, for example, is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of some things get our attention. It says, "Beware, proceed cautiously, patiently, praying, asking for the Father's help." You know, if you ever pull up to a stop sign, why do you stop? Because you don't want the consequences. You fear the consequences. up with this one word, reach. Reach others with the gospel. Reach others with the love of God. Reach others through the power of God and self-control. Demonstrate to them that you're following Christ in the Spirit, loving God, filled with His joy, peaceful, patient, with goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. So reach out as a people of God. This comes right out of our bulletin. Reach out as a people of God who go into the world and share the good news. Make your life a parable. Be a disciple. Be a disciple. And when others witness the love of God, they may just ask you a question. And if you don't have the answer, you know folks who do can help you. And that's why it's called a relationship with Christ. He has called everyone to follow Him. And He wants us to share that message by reaching out to our neighbor, our community. And it was interesting this morning, I took the dog for a walk, and a man called out to me that I had never even seen before. Now, the conversation couldn't carry on because my dog's a little yappy. It's hard to talk to someone when your dog's standing there yapping. But that also opens up another opportunity if I see him again to have a conversation. So I finished that message up today with this, to be continued next Sunday. Come and worship together in God's Word in the spirit of power, love, and self-control. Have you ever had a movie that stopped all of a sudden? That's the end? No, it's not the end. It's never the end. It started with Christ. And He called those to come follow Him. He's called us to come follow Him. And He's called us to reach out and share with others so that they can come follow Him. So let us follow Christ together for the glory of His kingdom in Jesus Christ. Amen. With that, we have circle group. I pray that each one of you become a part of the circle groups today. There's a number of questions here, and I'm sure you have your own questions. But let's just share with each other, and how can we be a part of reaching someone, inviting someone to come and hear the Word of God and share in the blessings and the power and the love of God. To God be the glory. Let us have the benediction now for those that can stand okay, and if you can't, that's okay. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of